Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Pastor, for the opportunity to preach on Sunday. Thank you, Pastor Mrs., for the support you've given us so far. I also want to thank my wife for helping me thus far. She went to night shift, but I dragged her down here. We have to be. Thank you very much. It's not been easy. Thank you, the whole church. Can we just rise up to read the scripture and then we'll pray? Just to honor God, can we just rise up? And we'll read from Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'll read from verse 7 to 17. It's just to honor God. The sinful mind is at war with God. It does not obey God's law because it can't. Those who are controlled by their sinful nature can't please God. But your sinful nature does not control you. The Holy Spirit controls you. The Spirit of God lives in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. Christ lives in you. So your body is dead to sin. But your spirit is alive because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. So the God who raised Christ from the dead will also give your body's life, which we know the body will die. It will do this by the power of a spirit who lives in you. Brothers and sisters, we have a duty. Our duty is not to live under the control of our sinful nature. If you live under the control of your sinful nature, you will die. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can put to death the sins your body commits, that you will live. Those who are led by the Spirit are God's children. They didn't receive a spirit that makes them slaves to fear once again. Instead, they have received the Holy Spirit who makes you God's child. By the Spirit's power, we call God Abba. Abba means Father. The Spirit himself joins our spirit together. They give witness that we are God's children. Verse 17. As his children, we will receive all that he has for us. We will share with Christ what Christ received. But we must also share in his suffering if we want to share in his glory. Let's close our eyes. Oh Lord, whatever you have to say, Lord, let it help us from where we are to the next level. Amen. Speak that we would not remain the same. Amen. The Bible says, the word of God is a seed. Father, speak that word. Plant that seed and it will germinate. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. Thank you very much. Let's be seated. I'll just quickly say this. While I was preparing, it dropped in my head. There are some messages that I will never forget. That has been preached on the altar here. How many of us still remember Dare to be Elena? Thank you very much. These are messages that I would never forget. Wherever Dare to be Elena. Thank God for nothing. And there is one. Cry, but don't cry for too long. These are messages that have come out from this altar that anywhere I go, I would never forget. Thank you, Pastor. And the Lord will continue to empower you, sir, in Jesus' name. While I was preparing, and just this morning, everything has been going towards what the Spirit of God said he wants to speak to the church about, and even myself. And starting from when the workers met, all to the service. And I'll just title the topic easily so that we can note that down if you want to write it down. It's the enemy and the enemy. Many of us see the enemy as a human being. Many of us pray against the name of people and say, let this person perish. Let's just quickly open our Bibles, book of Psalm 139. Maybe that will help. Psalm 139, I will quickly read from verse 17. It says, God, your thoughts about me are priceless. No one can possibly add them all up. 18, if you could count them, they would be more than the grains of the sand. 139, verse 19. God, I wish you kill all the people that are evil. Watch this. That's some of the way we pray. Every evil person. Let's continue. Lord, I wish you kill every person that are evil. I wish those murderers would not get away from me. I wish those murderers would get away from me. Verse 20. They are your enemies. They misuse your name. They misuse it for their own evil purpose. Now, verse 21. Lord, I really hate those that hate you. I really hate those that rise up against you. I have nothing but hatred for them. I consider them all my enemies. Now, watch the switch. God, see my heart. Some Bible versions will say, search me, O God. Look at the switch from kill them, destroy them. I don't like them. It just, and I think David did something. I keep calling David the best rapper of our time. Forget it. Forget all those other ones. This one, he can rap it. He's the best singer. He's the rapper. He just, look at the switch. I don't know what he was thinking about. After praying, God, kill them. He said, Lord, search me, O God. He moved from the enemy, the outer enemy to what? To the inner self. And said, God, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. And know my anxieties. Know my problem. Know my frailties. The same thing he said in the book of Psalm 26, verse 2. So the topic of today is all about every car that you see has a top speed of about 210 miles per hour, or maybe 170 miles per hour, depending on the car you drive. But you can only be limited in this country to drive how many? 70. We have been saying, Lord, in the beginning of the year, I want this. He has put into us all those powerful powers, that spirit. He has put in you the 210 miles per hour. But you are limited to 50, to 60, to 70. But because of the limitation, you keep praying that prayer, God, kill them. Lord, destroy thy enemy. But it is meant to be the inner person first. Many of us are praying away the things that we allow to get into our lives. We are praying, God, take it away. We only have maybe 4 hours in church, maybe 2 hours today, and maybe 2 hours on Wednesday. But we have about 56 hours to ourselves. Now, what you spend time with, what you do with your time out of church, those things that we take in, those things that we use, the phones, everything, the media, everything around us is hardwiring us to think in a particular way. And you think that 4 hours of church will wash it away. Let's be practical. 56 hours of spending time doing something else, and you think 4 hours or 45 minutes of pastors teaching in church, sandwiched between the 56 hours of the junk, we take it away. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, help, it says, work your salvation out. It's not a matter of, pastor taught it, yes, he has done it, but it is a matter of working out the salvation. So I just want to give us quickly some 4 steps on understanding how to equip the inner me to be able to hold on to those promises of January. Many of us will get to December and there will be nothing to show for it. Many of us will say, maybe God is not going to do it this year. But have you said that? Search me. Check me. The inner me. You can only grow your inner self and be strong. And that is the only time you can combat that enemy. But when the inner me is allowing, is the M1 that brings in the forces that you are trying to quit, you can pray it will go. It will do what again? It will come back. So you need to grow. You need to do what? You need to develop the inner man. So what are the ways? Let's quickly look at one. What is your intake? You can never out-train a bad diet. If you are eating junks, McDonald's breakfast, KFC lunch, and dinner fish and chips, and you are going to the gym, you cannot out-train a bad diet. So what is the intake? What is the thing that you are taking in? The Spirit of God is in us. Yes, we have prayed for it. It's a year of the Spirit. God has spoken to us so many powerful things. But are you feeding the Spirit in you? Or are you stuffing out the Spirit in you? because of time, I'll just do it quickly so that I. What is the calories? Okay, let me just show us an example. I like to be very practical. The phone is this. Most of our phones are like this. Maybe if you have an iPhone 7 or 8 that is bigger. But the screen is all the same. What you read on the phone is just like this. But the words, either is a Bible that you read on your phone or the mail online that you read, the words look the same, but they are weightier than each other. What is the weight of what you are reading? The words can be the same. They can look alike. The Bible on your phone is the same word with the same thing that you are using on your phone. The apps on your phone are 97% and the Bible is only 3%. But what are the calories of the things that you are taking in? How weightier is the nutrient of what you are consuming? Don't forget, you cannot out-train a bad diet. So also is it in the spiritual realm. You cannot eat junk, feed yourself with empty calories, and think that the inner man will be strong, that would keep out the enemy. When Pastor was saying this morning that something will arise, you don't need to fight them. You don't need to, but they will come up. He just clicked in me and said, that's what I was telling you. So when Pastor spoke and all the song, I said, God, thank you, because I didn't really understand what you were saying. Because the enemy is there. But what is the allowance that you are giving the enemy to come in? Is your focus a human being? It is there. But you need to lock up. Let your inner man stand. Feed your inner man with the right things. Adwire yourself. Come out of culture. Come out of doing religion. And be the person God wants you to be. Lock up and keep the enemy out. Look, the Holy Spirit will not walk outside. It will walk inside of you. There is no vacuum in this world. Is it that you are filled with the right thing or you are filled with what? With junk. What are you filled with? You can write this down. What the enemy cannot destroy, it will distract. The enemy cannot destroy you. Yes, he has known that the prayer is on. But what the enemy knows that he cannot destroy, it will distract. If you can draw a line and if you can draw a cross on your books, and just at the middle of the cross, just slightly draw a small line. It looks very tiny. But when you keep going, what happens? The lines become what? They become further apart. I don't know if you get that in an illustration I'm giving. If you draw a line, a straight line, and just put a very tiny mark off that line, initially it looks what? Very close. It looks like there's really no difference between the line, the straight line, and the small distraction. But keep drawing that distraction off. What happens? The line that is straight and that line becomes what? Initially, it looks like nothing. Nothing. I'm still in Christ. Yes. Oh. But the moment you continue, the enemy has distracted. Because he knows he can't destroy. But the distraction. Then you begin. By the time you spend enough time on that same path, you see you've gone very far. Be careful of the distractions that come your way. I'll just give this quick example. Just like someone came to us in our house and said, oh, I would like to join you in a business and all that. But God said, we knew God was not allowing us. And I said, but God, this is a business proposal that is going to fetch us money. And you are the one that said, I'll just say this also, that I said, God, I don't want to do what you are telling me. God, leave us the way we are. We like it. But God said, I didn't call you to a ministry of simple. And I didn't call you to a ministry of easy. There is nothing simple and easy. Do what I've said. And that is one thing that's giving us that courage to carry on. But just back to it, I said, but God, let us do this business. He said, these are the little distractions that will come that you would not notice. They will now become big. You will now begin to change your ways later to suit those things. Be careful of what you take in. Be careful of what. The second thing I would like us to look at is the balance. Balance in the sense of priorities that we give. We're talking of, in the book of Matthew chapter 20, in the book of Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, when Jesus was talking, that you like the weightier things, you like to do those things. But the other ones that are even important, you don't do. What are you giving priority in your life? Oh, I greeted him, he didn't greet me back. Who is actually taking more priority in your journey? Where are you? For example, in medical line, we all have what they call chemical imbalance, hormonal imbalance, and all that kind of imbalance. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, he said, don't be carried away. We can read it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. He said, don't be carried away. Because if it's on the screen, we can read it. 2 Peter 3, 17. Just want us to read that and then. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but also in my absence, work out your own Second Peter 3:17. Well, either way, it's talking about, okay, you therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. In another version, it says that these people are there, they will come, they will give you all sorts of junks. But be careful to pick the one that you know is right. Balanced diet, just like we've talked about your intake. But as balanced diet is crucial for the body to grow, so is spiritual diet, the balanced spiritual diet, enough and it's very key to help the inner man. As I've said before, it is difficult to pray away the enemy when your own lifestyle is the one creating the enemy. It is very difficult to pray away the enemy that your lifestyle is creating. I'm not going to condemn or do anything or judge anyone, but you know what your inner man draws to. Yes, but I can dress anyhow. I can walk anyhow. I can talk anyhow. Yes, but does it change the principle of who you are? Anything that makes you to be lesser than what God has called you has already distracted you and there's no more balance. Yes, there's free will, there's choice. You can choose. And there is no one that will punish you, yes. But remember to take priority in the things. It says, set your affections on the things. Love the things that are of God. So we need to keep balance. We need to keep balance. And I pray that everywhere there is relationship imbalance in our life today, anywhere there is spiritual imbalance in our life today, the Holy Spirit will come in and fix it in the name of Jesus. Is it academic imbalance? Is there something that is imbalanced that we are struggling with? We look back and we say, I am struggling with this. There is help available. The Holy Spirit will bring us out of that imbalance in the name of Jesus. Amen. Quickly, let's just move on. Shift your focus. So we've looked at two. Your inner man needs the right diet, your intake. Needs the balance, the right balanced diet. The next thing that it needs is shift your focus. Focus on what? On the right things. How people do it, what people do should not be what leads your life. He didn't greet me in church. You greet him now. He doesn't call my phone anymore. You to call. Shift your focus. He said, we have forgotten the things of the past. Who can run a race by looking at the back? Who can progress by looking at something that has gone by? The only way progress can come to an inner man and that you can banish the enemy is what? Is look. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. He said, we have forgotten the things of the past and we have set our face to look at the things ahead. You cannot win the enemy looking behind. No strategist, no fighter, and no army plans looking behind. You are proactive. Do you know the greatest hit that takes a man out is the one that he's not prepared for? Everything you want, you plan for. You are planning for this, you are planning for that. I want to do this, you've planned. But the things that knock people out are the things they didn't plan for. But I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that. Hey, stop being reactive. If you continue to be reactive in situations of life, when will you start fulfilling purpose? Every time it is always dealing with one issue or the other. Enough to it today in the name of Jesus. Issues will come. Look at what happened to Lazarus. He said, oh, Jesus, Lazarus, your best friend has died. And Jesus said, that is not the important issue now. Souls, I'm going to win. I'll come back to that issue. Every little issue, you are running to it. Hey, I have to go attend to that. You are always firefighting. When will you find time to fulfill purpose? Enough of reactivity. It's time to be proactive. Shift your focus. shift your focus and become proactive. He said a man, I was going to say that, but he said a man will plan. You plan for the things you know about. That's why you're planning. But when a proactive person who has the right diet, who has the right intake, who has a balanced way of choosing his priorities, developing his inner man, progressing in this path, shifting his focus. Let me tell you something that God dropped in my heart when I was preparing. He said, if you're having problems shifting your focus, he said, leave the center stage. Put Christ in the center stage and people will watch you. But because we want to be the one, let me snap now. Yeah, put it on Instagram. You want the likes. Take yourself out of the place and put Jesus there. Stop being the focus. Let people focus on Jesus. When you focus on Jesus, people will come to watch you. But you want to be the one that is watched. You want to be the one that is liked. You carry your stick, you snap. Today, tomorrow, you are in your bedroom, you cross your leg. Tomorrow, you bang like this. You want to be the one watched. And Jesus is saying, well, let them watch you. When you finish, you come back now. You focus on Jesus. Look, let me tell you. Only 5% of people in the world are actually making things happen. 20% know it is happening. The remaining 75 don't even know. The remaining don't even know anything is happening. Which one do you want to be among? 75? 25? Or the 5? But the 5% of people that we are watching today are the ones creating everything that we are using. Does it make sense? The 5% are not using what they are making, but you are using what they are making. Where do you want to belong? Shift your focus and start making things happen. Put Jesus in the center stage. Watch him and people will come and watch you. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. In the book of Romans chapter 8, you can write it down. Romans 8, 5, Hebrews 12, 2. It's just talking about fixing your focus on Jesus. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. You can write it down, as I've said before, that step out of the spotlight and focus on Jesus and people will come and watch you. You step out. When you are ready for the spotlight, he will put you there. But step out now if you are not ready for it. Shift your focus. If you put the same intensity you are putting into those things, into serving Christ, it will produce better results. The intensity of worrying that somebody did not greet you, put it into worship. The intensity that somebody did not say hello to you, put it into worship. The intensity of how will tomorrow look like, it's not your business. Put that time, that energy into what? Into worship. It will produce better results. Focus your strength on the right things and watch out results come forth. The last thing that I would just like to share with us about helping our inner man to grow so that you can lock out the enemy is be childish in your imagination. You are wondering, why will I be childish? When we were younger, I remember very well, I want to build a house. I will be the better one. You see, as a child, you have strong, powerful imaginations. You are a dreamer, not a daydreamer. You are a dreamer. You become a visionary. Your heart is clear. You are just saying those things. You can see big things. I can become the president. I will become a doctor. Where are those dreams today? Life knocked us out and we have stayed down. The Bible is telling us that. You fall, I will pick you back up. You fall, I will pick you back up. Don't not stand put on the floor. Tell the devil, bounce. When the devil knocks you out, tell him, bounce, devil. You have no space in this place. This is not your territory. Bounce. When the devil comes again, I know I have got no strength now of my own. But he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. Devil, bounce. The devil comes again. I know you are there, you enemy. But I am no longer of myself. Devil, bounce. You have the strength, you have the power, the composure to tell the devil that yes, you did it once, you did it twice. But the Bible has told me that he that is in me is not a cheap person. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You tell him that bounce now. You have no place in my imaginations. You imagine, be a child. Yes, death has come and you cannot buy a house anymore. And you think, I can't buy it? Who told you that? Who said that? Oh, it's too late for me. That is a lie. The Bible is not making us to feel that way. And the word of God is sure. Tell the devil, bounce. Why am I in this country? Devil, you want to rob me of the plans that God has for me? Bounce. Many of us were on fire. We say, yes, I'm going to do this. I will do that. But where are those passions today? Imagination gone.
time to tell the devil, bounce. And you begin to imagine. The Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, it said, bring it down every imagination and every stronghold. Any imagination that is not of God. I said right now, bounce. Amen. You see what the devil wants to do? What the enemy wants to do is, he wants to turn your playground into a battlefield. Where you go and meet God every evening and say, oh, oh Father, Lord, I worship you. He wants you to be doing what? Oh, I bind. Hey, I cast out. He wants you to continue to fight battles. The Bible made us to understand the book of Genesis that said, Christ, God comes down every evening and stands with Adam and he fellowships. What a playground to be in. Eden to be in. All of a sudden, everything changed and it became a battleground. Don't let the devil turn your playground with God into a battleground. Where you have peace with God is a place you're just always fighting battles in your mind, fighting depression, fighting worry. Ah, why me? Why me? You have no time to fellowship, no time to relate anymore with God because you're always fighting battles of life. I said it's time to tell the devil what? Bounce. This is not your territory. Bounce, devil. I was planning to write. I said that maybe I'll write a book about it. And I'm just saying, what do you want? I said, let the devil know that this is not his territory. Please, devil. You tell him. Why do you have bouncers and clubs and everything? Anyone that is not meant to be there, what? Tell them to do what? Yeah. Tell the devil. Let our imagination, what? Be childish. Let your playground be with God. He will fight the battles. Leave that one. You go to God's presence in a playhouse. Yeah, this is my playground, Lord. Hey, I don't seek. Hey, do it with God. Come on. We were there before when you gave your life to Christ. Remember how you go before God and you worship. You forget everything that is problematic. You forget everything that is painful. You forget the relationship problems. You forget the dysfunctional family. You forget everything and you come to God and you say, God, here am I. I just love you, God. I just want to worship you, God. I want to serve you, God. I want to win souls for you, God. I want to do this for you, God. When I buy my first house, I will create a church in it. When I buy my first car, I will still carry church members. Where is that passion? Where is that imagination? It's all gone. But you can still come back. Just tell God, Lord, press the reset button. And you tell the enemy to do what? Bounce. In closing, remember, what the enemy cannot destroy, it will distract. What are those distractions? They don't look like distractions. Remember, let's rise up as we just close. One thing that just dropped in now. Be careful of isolation. I don't talk to people. I'm an introvert. And the devil is knocking us out. Anyone the devil wants to win, it takes away. It keeps him away from people. The devil wants isolation. The enemy wants to isolate. He knows he will isolate. Be careful of isolation. Be careful of isolation. Somebody is saying that, but how can I do it? I don't have... Yes, you can live here today and forget about the enemy and keep fighting the enemy. You can. But one thing I want you to know is you to know that the support system is available in the house. The support system is available. Don't be isolated. Get yourself in with people that will also help you to grow. I wrote something down that practice, continuous repetitive practice is very important. Continually do these things that we have talked about and watch God strengthen your inner man to keep out the enemy. Why don't you just go before God again and just rededicate your life to him and just say, Lord, my inner man is here before you. Search me. Help me to have the right diet. Help me to have the right intake from henceforth. Help me to keep the right balance from health henceforth. To focus on you alone. And to have that imagination that only you can give. God, make my battlefield now back to a playground with you. Lord, take back my life and let my prayer life, my life in the spirit, the battlefield of my life, make it a playground with you. Repetition is the key to mastery. Lord, I want to continue in this right path. I want to continue in this right path. I can't do it on my own. Yes, I'm in a very bad relationship. Yes, I am in full debt. Yes, Lord, I don't have any means of coming out. I can't do these things. Lord, help me. Help come not from anywhere but from God. Lord, help me. In Jesus' name we pray. While I was preparing, God said majorly three things. He said he is going to heal a broken heart. He said he's going to heal arthritis and partial stroke. I don't know why, I don't know, but he said it. He gave me those three things at different times. He said, I will touch he that has a broken heart. Do you have a broken heart from any relationship or anything? Why don't you just speak to God in that, wherever you are? Is it something has broken your heart? You can't forgive someone. Why not just talk to God and just say, Lord, this thing is making my playground turn to a battleground. Why not let go? Arthritis, I have pains, or someone you know. Why not just pray for that person? Or someone that has a mild stroke. He said he has done it. That's what he said. Just say it and leave it there. Just minister in your spirit to whoever you know that is in that position now. That everyone that you know that has a broken heart from either a divorce, from either a pain or a relationship that's broken down, or from a spiritual dryness, whatever broken heart is, why not just pray? If it's you, just pray, Lord, you said you are going to heal them. Lord, heal my broken heart. Everyone with arthritis, everyone with mild stroke, either here or not here, suffering in silence or can't say it out. Father, you have said it. Lord, let there be complete healing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Father, we just come to you again. We have no power of our own. We can do nothing if you don't do it for us. Father, we come to you. In every place that we can do things that you have strengthened us to do, Lord, give us ability to go through with it in Jesus' name. Every fear from the pit of hell, whenever we want to address them, they comfort as distractions and we become fearful. Every enemy that raises their head anytime because of our inner man lets them in. Today we tell you no more in the name of Jesus. The church is marching on. The lives are marching on. And the fruit of our testimony will show forth. The Bible says that by their fruit, that they will know that we are children of God. It said by the word of their testimony, they shall overcome. Lord, today we overcome every enemy making us to battle all the time. We draw them down and we say, we in our imaginations are dwelling in the places of eagles in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' precious name we pray.